Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, campers. Welcome. You are just in time for hour number two with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. And since it is Thursday afternoon at 4, that means it's time for our regular discussion with Drew McKissick, who is the chairman, South Carolina GOP. We missed the past couple of weeks as I was on vacation, and one thing and the other. The scheduling didn't work out, but Drew, good to be back with you. Welcome.
Good to be here. I need to get on your vacation schedule, man.
It's not a bad one, I can tell you. Hey, congratulations are in order because we had a special election earlier this week, and we have added name of a gentleman who I think will be a really good conservative representative for District 19, talking, of course, about Patrick Haddon.
Patrick Haddon's a good guy, solid, be a solid conservative vote there in the state legislature, and the folks there lucky to have him and really appreciate him being willing to get out there and be a candidate and do all the hard work that comes with being a candidate and win that district for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, Drew, because we see more and more of this, people that are in various other occupations, small business or what have you, and they look around at what's going on in this country and the challenges we face, and they step up. And the more people that do that, I think the better off the entire system will be.
Absolutely. I mean, the more that we get people actually have real world experience in business, in the economy, and in things other than just, you know, shuffling papers, so to speak, the better off we're all going to be. I mean, these are people who understand more of the experiences that the people that they represent go through on a daily basis. These people who have, you know, in many cases, sign the front of a paycheck instead of just the back of a paycheck.
Exactly.
To put it in terms of the people that used to get paid before direct deposit, would understand.
Exactly. And we got a big week coming up next week as well, because on Monday I'll be doing my show from down in Anderson. We always go down there for Congressman Jeff Duncan's Faith and Freedom Barbecue, and he's got a big lineup again this year.
Fantastic. You're looking forward to it. You're going to have the vice president there. You're going to have Jim Jordan there. I think it's the ninth annual that he has had now. The biggest, I believe, or if it's not, it's maybe tied for first place with the state party convention or the Silver Elephant Gala in terms of the biggest gathering of conservatives in any one location in the state at any time in a year. And he always puts on a good show, and it's obviously it's a fundraiser for him, but also it's another event that we put together to try to organize and bring more folks there locally in the upstate into the party. And so it's a fantastic event for us.
Leading into 2020, Drew, how is you touched on bringing people under the big tent? Mm-hmm. How is the organization going? Because it always comes down at the end of the day, it always comes down to boots on the ground, doesn't it?
That's right. Absolutely. Well, you know, there are a lot of different ways that you can measure success for a party. I mean, of course, you know, when everything's said and done, well, you judge it on election results. Well, you know, we saw, you know, great positive gains in the 18 cycle. You know, we saw the Republican Party beating the Democratic Party by 8 points on a straight ticket ballot, which, only the second time in history we beat them on a straight ticket, and they hadn't beaten us by 8 points in something like 25 years. So that's obviously a measure of success, keeping all of your statewide offices, your state house majority. But when you talk about boots on the ground, you know, one of the measures as a state chairman, and this is more of a, you know, inside baseball measurement, but it's one that I pay a lot of attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actual turnout across the state when we have party precinct meetings,
right?
Basic organizational meetings that people go to get involved in the party. And our total turnout across the state in this past cycle, which would have been the March and April of this year, was up well over 30% statewide, which is just an incredible number to have in terms of gains in one cycle. Really, really excited to see that. And, you know, I attribute that to excitement about the president and his reelection and just about the party in general. And we, you know, made a lot of efforts to actually, you know, reach out and communicate and to find other folks who consider themselves conservatives, but, you know, maybe just weren't engaged or involved in the party itself.
Right.
And to get them involved. And that helps us, helps the party, helps our candidates find more volunteers and do the things we need to do to be successful on Election Day.
Yeah, that kind of enthusiasm is certainly encouraging. You know, I continue, Drew, to look at these polling numbers. It's as if the pollsters have learned absolutely nothing since the last election, because we remember, you know, on election night in 2016, virtually all of the pollsters were, oh, there's an 85% chance that Hillary is going to break the glass ceiling and be and look, you know, they could not have been more far afield, more off base. And now, you know, do they really expect to have any credibility when we see poll after poll that there are four or five different Democrats that are going to beat President Trump, according to them?
Yeah. Well, yeah, two things. One, and it's still fun to do this to this day, and you can go back and do it. Your listeners can go do it right now. You know, there's a video out there that you can Google of the news coverage and just of all the, you know, the slack jaws among the press whenever they finally had to, over the course of the night, you know, they were, you know, excited that Hillary was going to win. And then it just kind of progresses, you know, and through the evening with different takes from the newscasters till finally they're having to admit Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States. And I think a few of them were even crying. And it was just, you know, if you want to, you know, just go get a good shot of adrenaline and feel good, go back and watch that, and it'll do you some good. But
yeah, because at the end of it, they all needed to be put on suicide watch.
Well, they've all got Trump derangement syndrome.
Now. Right.
But as you're pointing out, that when it comes to pollsters, one thing I would encourage all people to pay attention to, and that is when you're talking about any poll, when you look down in the fine print of the poll,
yep,
who are they polling?
Right.
Are they polling just Americans? Are they polling registered voters? Or more importantly, are they just polling likely voters?
Yes.
And most polls that you're seeing now are just a general poll of Americans, or at best, they're polling registered voters. They're not screening for who is, you know, voted in the last election or is likely to vote in this election. Whenever they call them and they say, are you likely to vote in this election? You say, well, maybe, I don't know. And you go in one category. If you say yes, you know, you're a likely voter. And so anytime you're only polling likely voters, in just generally, in polls across the nation, Republicans are going to do about 5 points better in a likely voter poll than they do in just a registered voter poll.
Right.
And then it comes down to actually what's your mix of voters that you're looking at.
Uh-huh.
And some of these polls we've seen lately, you know, they've only got like 35% of their sample size is Republican.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
You know, so it's, you know, you get what you pay for here.
Yeah. And you can, by manipulation, like by having a substantially heavy Democrat turnout in their polling results, you can get whatever result essentially that you're looking for.
Yeah. You can, and look, and one other thing that I would say too is keep in mind whenever you are polling at this point, you're polling a known candidate against essentially 24 relatively unknown candidates, or at best candidates whose issue positions in the minds of the American voters who are responding to this poll,
right,
have not been fleshed out.
Right.
And it's not a mano a mano contest. It's, you know, mano against 24 other monos. You know, so you can't really compare. It's not comparing apples to apples. It's not,
yep,
the choice that voters are going to actually make when they go into a ballot box.
Yeah, and many of, I think, a lot of this polling data, you know, we talk a lot about fake news, and we get a belly full of that on a daily basis, but I guess we need to start referring to this stuff as fake polling. You know,
there's a lot of people out there that make a lot of money off of it right now. And look,
well, that's for sure.
In a culture where you've got a 24/7 cable news driven media cycle,
right?
You know, which changes now at the speed of light, and so they're on 24/7. They've got to have content.
Yep.
And that means in these cases they go out and they create content,
sure,
by paying to produce their own polls so they can talk about their polls for the next 3 or 4 days until they do the next poll.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's pretty amazing to watch. Drew, always fun to talk with you. Anything else that you wanted to mention in this week's edition?
You know, not right now. I would say, you know, folks up there in the upstate, I'd encourage you, if you haven't yet, to go check in with go on Jeff Duncan's website, Congressman Jeff Duncan. If you haven't made it to one of the Faith and Freedom events, I highly encourage you to be there. It'll be a great show.
Yeah, they're always a lot of fun. And the food is really good, too. There's really good barbecue there. So,
yep, absolutely.
You'll go. Your stomach will thank you for attending. Drew, always fun to talk with you. Drew McKissick, who is the chairman of the South Carolina GOP. Thanks a lot for the visit, Drew, and I'll see you again next week. It is 16 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more. Something that we were just talking about, touching on these polls. And apparently the pollsters have learned nothing from the last election cycle. We'll talk about this coming right up here on the Thursday edition, the Bobby Mack Show on WORD. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. 422 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on my text line this afternoon, 71307. Oh, this is from one of our Wazers. Thank you. Appreciate this tip. I-85 southbound, mile marker 61. A car is stalled in the left-hand lane. 85 southbound, mile marker 61. Bobby, I was wondering what was up with those PGA golfers. I noticed Tiger Woods appeared to be chewing gum. I'd never seen him do that before, and saw Phil Mickelson with a little eyedropper putting some liquid under his tongue while he was playing. Yeah, that's it. It's CBD. Bob, cannabis without THC 40 years ago, that would have been sacrilege. Bob, I was wondering what was up with those PGA golfers. Do you think they got some of the stuff with the THC? I don't think so. We'll see what the tour's reaction is going to be to this as well. Talking about Hardy, a texter says, boy, these good old boys make the Sopranos seem like amateurs. Bobby, there's no telling how much John Hardy has cost South Carolina taxpayers. We might be saving money paying for his stay at the Gray Bar Hotel. I guarantee you we are. No question about it. Bobby just saw this on Facebook, 118 degree heat index. I am sweating like a Clinton witness. Oh. Or as I often say, sweating like the boss writing a check. Another one about Hardy. Bobby, at my age, I'd give $40 for somebody to find the TV remote. From Gerald and Calpins. Bobby, Hardy doesn't need an ankle monitor. He needs a shock collar. That's good. That's good. Bobby said they were to meet up at Bojangles, huh? Did he get a free biscuit? Let me see. No, the story doesn't say if he got his free biscuit at Bojangles or not. Hey, Bobby, I tell you what, these wily Chinese really work fast. I saw them at work. I was at the flea market in Pickens yesterday, and I saw for sale the I Stand With Booby Max bootleg shirts. That is quick. Yeah, we just announced them today. They had the bootleg stuff out a day early. Bobby, why are we standing with you and Tara, huh? Have not heard this. Bobby, how much are the I Sit With Vince socks, and how much are they going for? Oh, man. Hey, Bobby, just thought you'd like to know Jack Daniels now has apple flavor. Appreciate that. Wow, here is a long and extensive message. Let me see if I can figure out where it stopped, where it began here. I think this is the beginning. Yeah. Yeah, I think the situation 14 June in Simpsonville where the police officer, Greenville County deputy, fired through the door, shooting the homeowner, was a blatant and obvious failure on the part of law enforcement. Anyone familiar with such a CQB or similar situation knows that the officers are trained not to fire through the door as he did without knowing what was behind the door or the man inside. No weapon was presented, meaning aimed or pointed at the officer. The officer apparently panicked. I get that the LEOs are under attack by the left, but shooting a homeowner awakened from his sleep, as the officer did, was a clear, egregious violation and is a chargeable act. No one gets that this will endanger officers. What would you do, Bobby, if it happened to you? Yeah. I've made that point myself on numerous occasions in the past. You know, like walking up beside a vehicle, you know, in the pitch black darkness, you have no idea as an LEO if the person behind the wheel, you know, is a deacon in the Baptist church, or if it's a convicted felon who is determined not to be taken alive. And you hear people complain about the officer having his hand on his weapon. Being prepared can sometimes appear threatening. But look, if you're that officer, these things happen very, very quickly. All right. Now, we were talking about the polling data. Here's some leading in that maybe or maybe not pertains to our discussion about the validity of polls. This is from Rasmussen. And this is out today. Distrust of political news reporting remains at a record high, with just over half of voters now convinced that most in the media are out to get President Trump. The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that just 32% of likely U.S. voters trust the political news that are getting. Most, 54%, do not. 14% said they were not sure. Survey of 1,000 likely voters conducted August 20th and 21st this week by Rasmussen. Margin of error is plus or minus 3%, 3 points, with a 95% level of confidence. All right. I would contend that that 54% is probably too low. But at least that's what was reflected in this poll. Now, several days ago, there was a headline that ran, much to the delight of the Clinton News Network and MSLSD anchors, Fox News poll shows Trump losing to Biden, Warren, Sanders, and Harris. Okay? That's it then. The race is over, right? We don't even need to have an election. The message to Trump supporters, of course, is give up in despair. Leave your MAGA hat in the closet. The fact that this is a Fox News poll should throw cold water on the narrative of Fox being in the tank for Trump. Fox News didn't conduct the poll, however, but instead outsourced it to Braun Research. Opinion polls, as Drew and I were discussing, are only as good as their samples. The Fox News poll surveyed registered voters, unlike Rasmussen, which surveys, as this poll did that I just mentioned, likely voters. And that's important because CNN reported that only 55% of eligible voters actually voted in 2016. So an opinion poll that queries the half the population that doesn't even bother to vote is, by logic, going to be far less accurate than one surveying those who are more likely to vote. So there is that. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We go to the phones when I come right back on the other side. And also in this hour, today's good news story, which is a really nice one. That and more is on the way here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I know it's a nightmare, even when it's good, the crosstown traffic talking about. Mr. Hendricks in the background. 4:37 now, 23 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. And as promised, let's go to the phones. David has been patiently waiting in Greenville to get on with me. Hi, David, and welcome to the Thursday Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bob, thanks for your time.
Yes, sir, my pleasure.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you bringing up the story about the deputy shooting and killing the homeowner through the door. I think the more transparency we can have on that story, starting with the sheriff's department, the better for all of us. So I hope the sheriff will get out there and just tell it like it really happened. And I understand being scared. Hey, we've all been in situations like that.
You bet.
If a mistake was made like that, just own up to it. But my bigger topic basically would be something that the founders would be turning over in their grave about that's going on in this country on a big level, Bob. And I think if you think about it, if you haven't already, you'll agree, which is basically what we're seeing, the militarization, almost the Posse Comitatus Act being broken of our local law enforcement. And what I mean by that is we need a whole lot more Andy Taylor sheriffing and policing than we do the policing we've got right now, which basically, the young guys and gals coming out of the academy are taught, listen, your life first, your life first, your life first. So as a citizen, like it or not, I don't care what age you are, smart, yes, sir, and no, sir. And like you say, somebody comes up to you or stops you, you keep your hands on the steering wheel.
Yep.
You don't take your seatbelt off. You don't even reach in your wallet to show a license until you tell officer, I'm going to reach in my left pocket if that's all right with you, because that's how gun happy and trigger happy some of them are. And like I say, 90% of us out here are minding our own business, but if we don't teach our kids and grandkids, basically they end up getting themselves killed. Now, here brings me to my big point. Basically, we're taking all these weapons of war that are kind of worn out in the Mideast and stuff, and we're bringing them home, and we're giving them to police departments, including right here in Greenville County, all over the country. And we're also encouraging SWAT teams. I would go so far as to say, if you really looked at the numbers, I don't have the numbers. Obviously, you could get them if you wanted to, but you're a busy guy, Bob. But I bet you that most calls, the SWAT team's not needed. Yet we continue to feed that. Yeah, it's great to have a SWAT team, but do we have to send the SWAT team out on every call? Did the SWAT team need to go out on that call with that guy that got shot through the door? So, again, whether it's Trump or Obama, as conservatives, we need to just call a spade. Listen, if there's a mess up, we need to just, own up to it. Again, whether we're an Obama supporter or a Trump supporter, as a Trump supporter, we don't want to be like the Obama supporters. Everything that Obama does, hey, it's great, it's the gospel,
right,
which is nonsense. And Trump, the same thing, not everything he does is great. So we need to call out the good things and basically call out the stuff that's not so good, and that includes with our local police. Hey, we can love them, but let me tell you, any anybody within the sound of my voice that believes that you get stopped by a policeman and all the stuff I just talked about, that's the way you ought to handle that.
You bet.
You ought to always remember that anything you say can and will be used against you, and any good attorney would tell you just keep it to yes, sir, and no, sir, and ask, give them what's asked for, and that's it. Because let me tell you, sadly, it's not like Andy Taylor.
Right. No, far from it. And the things that you're talking about, thank you, David. I appreciate the call. And the things that he's talking about, you know, keeping your hands visible to the officer, complying with whatever the officer, these are just, you know, common sense, what today we would call best practices. And one other caveat that I would add to that is if you're a CWP holder when you're involved in a traffic stop, when the officer comes up beside the vehicle with your hands on the wheel or somewhere visible where they can see him, be sure and tell him right away, I'm a CWP holder, and tell him if you have your weapon on your person at the time. Now, usually when I'm in the vehicle, mine's in the glove box. But they will ask you, you know, when you identify yourself as a CWP holder. But the last thing you want to do, for instance, is say, hey, by the way, I'm a CWP holder. And by the way, you pull out your gun. You know, that's not going to have a happy conclusion. And this is common sense stuff, but I guess it bears repeating. To Easley we go next. And Governor Jimmy joins us this afternoon. Hello, Governor. How are things in Easley?
Oh, just getting here. It's hot as usual.
Yes, sir. It's August in the South.
You know, particularly about what y'all talking about, the guy, you can clearly see the guy inside the window has a gun. And he keeps saying, the policeman keeps saying, and you know I don't always come down on the police side.
Right.
But he was saying, put the gun down. Put the gun down. Listen to that tape. He's saying it. Put the gun down.
Mm-hmm.
Put the gun down. Well, the guy didn't put the gun down, and that could be your son, could be you, or be my son, or anybody that works for the police department. Their job is to come home alive. The guy had the command, put the gun down. He asked who it is, and he says, Greenville Police Department, Sheriff's Department. He said it real loud. There's no question. I don't know the guy. I ain't got a chicken in the fight. But the problem is, I would have done the same thing. I mean, we got to be protected by somebody or ourselves. And when we don't respect our police department and the way they train, we're going to get in bad trouble because there are some crazy people out there. Unless we got somebody to go between me and him, I don't know how old that guy is. I'm an ex-Marine, but I'm 73-year-old. And you know something? This thing said I can't do when I was young. I like having a
sure.
around.
Yeah. Well, what about, did the officer at any point say, if you don't put the weapon down, I'm going to shoot?
The only thing I kept hearing him say, put the weapon down, put it down. He said, who are you? He said, I'm Greenville Sheriff's Department, put the weapon down. Now, I don't believe he ever said he'd shoot, but the thing about it, when a policeman pulls me over for traffic or something, I put my hands on the steering wheel.
Yeah, me too.
And I waited, and I comply.
Right.
Because he don't know who I am. He don't know what I'm up to. I want him to be safe. I want to be safe. When they pull me over, and I've been pulling, I put my hands on the steering wheel, and I sit there and hold it. And he tells me, I want to see your driver's. I said, my glove compartment's beside me. I got my CWP card in there, and I have my driver's license registration card.
Right.
You wait and let me see it.
Right.
And I reach and get it and hand it to him. I don't ever have any trouble with it. All the trouble I ever had was the Anderson Sheriff's Department. I think they suck.
Okay. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate you chiming in on this. Well, you know, there are a lot of factors to consider here. The guy may have thought, the homeowner may have thought, you know, he was in the middle of a home invasion. It was early in the morning, right, and still dark. A lot of circumstances play into this. And I don't know what the officer was thinking, if he thought the guy was going to shoot him through the door or what. I guess the full investigation will turn up exactly what transpired. But as the earlier caller suggested, you know, the more transparency we have on this, the better off we all are. 4:45 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Back to the phones again when we come right back here on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Coming up on 9 before 5 o'clock and in on the text line. Bobby, I'm an ex-LEO, law enforcement officer. I've always opposed giving LEOs the tools of war because the Army USMC wannabes will always be looking for an excuse to use them. Let them join the Army. Bobby, cop already knows you're a CWP holder. It's tied to your tag. Yeah, but they may not have run your tag yet. Bobby, does caller David ever take a breath? Laugh out loud. I don't know how he doesn't pass out. Bobby, do you have to identify yourself as a CWP holder if you don't have your gun? I would suggest it's a good idea anyway. To the phones we go. Trey is along and is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, Trey, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, good, good. So just really quick, there were two things. I noticed a caller earlier. I watched the video several times, and he didn't identify himself as a cop until the guy says, "Oh, my God, I'm going to die. Call the cops." And he says, "I am the cops." So he didn't identify himself as a cop until after he shot the guy. And then the second thing was he said, "Well, I'm responding to an alarm call." And the guy said, "I don't have an alarm." So, you know.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if he was at the right house to begin with.
Right, right. And the issue was, you know, I think they have too much power anyway, and the Greenwood County Sheriff's Office did an internal investigation, and they deemed themselves innocent. So it just seems kind of wild how they have all this power, and then they investigate themselves and then continue to have the power. So it just seems kind of wild how they just kind of can run around carte blanche doing whatever they want.
Well, hang on a second. Usually when there's an officer-involved shooting, they don't do the investigation themselves. That goes to SLED, does it not?
Right, but SLED, from what I understand, SLED sent out a representative and oversaw the investigation. They didn't do it, like, they themselves didn't do the direct investigation. They just oversaw it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that strikes me as unusual. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that part might not be true, but that's everything I saw reported, everything I read. They did their own investigation on the watchful eye of SLED, so... You know, either way, no matter which way you slice that pie, though, he did the wrong thing, and they're still going to get away with it. And it's just, I think they got too much power, but that's just, you know, you can't really change that. So.
Yep, sadly you can't. Trey, thank you. I appreciate the call. Mark is next up. He is in Fountain Inn. Hi, Mark, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby, that last caller was dead on. But the previous caller was not, because... Even though that we're armed or CWP owners,
right?
Yes, in a car you do need to identify yourself.
Yes,
but when you're in the house, I don't think you have to necessarily identify yourself such as that. But and here's why: 20 or so years ago, I was a victim of a couple of thugs who had fatigues on, a nice looking baseball hat and a fake badge and some nice big old guns, and
uh-huh.
They called themselves Greenville County Police is what they called them, and it looked real. And so I thought it was for real. And sure enough, they weren't. They cuffed me up, took me in the house, beat the crap out of me.
Oh, my God.
They stole my guns, almost shot my dog. I don't know what changed their mind other than me, hey, don't hurt my dog. And the only reason this whole thing unfolded was because they identified themselves as police officers, showed me a fake badge,
right.
Looked like officers.
Yep.
But they weren't. They were a couple boys out of TR. And it feels so good.
So essentially, you were victimized by home invaders who are posing as officers.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when that caller says that he identified himself as an officer and he wanted you to drop, you know, put your guns down and open the doors.
Right.
I was very hesitant. I would want to see the blue lights on a cop car. I want to see a uniformed officer. I'm very skeptical anymore of situations such as that.
Well, understandably, after what you experienced, that had to be terrifying.
It was.
I mean, you must feel like that you're fortunate they didn't shoot you.
Yes. They actually got my shotgun racked around out of it.
Oh, man.
Packed down onto me, and I just gritted my teeth and said, there's three more rounds in there. And then they laughed, racked those out, put it back down on my head, and pulled the trigger.
Oh, geez.
So you talk about terrifying. We have to be very careful, not only as citizens, but I think our law enforcement, and most of them are. I would say that 95% of them are. But you've got the young ones coming in who are not trained, and then you've got the gung-ho ones that want to be something, that don't really care about your constitutional rights or you being a human being. So with that being said, that 5% bad people, I'm still going to be very reserved. I'm going to be very careful
sure.
on what I do because I've already been through it.
Yeah.
And by God, I don't want to go through it again.
Understandably.
And as he said, yeah, in the car. If I'm in the car and I get pulled over, I'm definitely going to identify myself.
You bet.
They already know.
Well, but we've seen instances as well of these guys who are posing as cops and get blue lights and the whole nine yards. And that's why the advice these days is, you know, if you're uncertain if it's not a marked police vehicle, drive to the nearest police station or firehouse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Go somewhere safe. Yeah,
man, it's sad that
you need to be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Mark. I'm sorry you had to experience that. Talk about a traumatic situation. Holy cow. I don't know. I guess what else could the guy have done? Maybe grab his cell phone and call the cop shop and say, hey, do you have an officer here at my front door who's got a gun on me? But it's always easy to think of things you might have done in retrospect. You know, the old saying, hindsight being 20/20. A lot of people want to chime in on this topic as well, and we'll do that when I come right back with the 5 o'clock follies here on the Bobby Mack Show. So Bruce and Richard and Ralph and Jeff, stay right where you are, and I will get to you first things first when we come back in the 5 o'clock hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.